November 16, 1922, the divine will first operates, and then preserves what it has done. Now it wants to operate again, as it did in creation and redemption. Effects of the absolution and the divine will. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, on coming, drew me all into his most holy will. It was as if I had under my eyes all the work of creation, and I followed all that my sweet Jesus had done for the creatures. Then, after we followed it together, he told me, "My daughter, my will acts in different ways. In creation I operated and I ordered everything. And after I did everything, my will remained as the preserver of everything. From that time on it has done nothing new in the order of all creation." Then, my will entered the field again to operate, as I descended from heaven to earth in order to redeem man. And my work was not for a short time, as in creation, but it lasted as long as 33 years. Then, again, I returned to preserve everything I did in redemption. Therefore, just as a son exists by virtue of my preserving will for the good of all and of each one, so are the goods of redemption in act for all and for each one. Now my will wants to go back to work. And do you know what it wants to do? It wants to operate in the creature that which it operated in me. This will be an extremely long work of mine, more than redemption. And just as I formed a mother for myself in order to operate redemption, in whom I conceived my humanity, so now I have chosen you in order to operate what my will operated in my humanity. See then, my daughter, this is about works, and works of my supreme volition. You will be like the space which offered itself in order to let me create and place the sun, the stars, the moon, the air in order, as well as all the beauty which exists in the vault of the heavens, and all the good which descends from heaven. You will be like my humanity, which in nothing opposed what my will wanted to operate, and I will enclose in you what the supreme volition did in me, so as to have its repetition. Afterwards, I was receiving absolution, and I said to myself, "My Jesus, I want to receive it in your will." And immediately, without giving me time, Jesus added, "And I absolve you in my will." And as I absolve you, my will puts the words of absolution on the way, to absolve whomever wants to be absolved, and to forgive whomever wants forgiveness. My will takes all, not one alone. But those who are disposed will take more than anyone.